Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. I pray that everything is going well out there to all the listeners. It's been a while since I've done a podcast, and you know how you just get into those kind of non-productive, creative states? I was in one. So, you know, sometimes you just go through those things, but that's okay. You go through those states where you're just not as creative. I love to write. I love to teach. I love to speak, and I love to do creative things. But every now and again, you lose your muse, and you have to get it back. And so I'm working on it. I'm working on my muse. There's many different things that I like to do. And if you are a creative person, you know exactly what I am talking about. Sometimes it's hard to pin a particular thing down. And so you do many different things, and maybe you feel like you're not getting headway on a particular thing, and then you kind of like lose your luster, and then you just kind of falls a little bit by the wayside, and you got to pick it back up, and you got to dust it off, and you got to keep going again. And that's this human experience. You just have your moments. You have your great moments, and you have your moments when you're going along exceptionally well. In your grand scheme of things, doesn't mean compared to anybody else, things are going well to you for you personally. And then there are other times it's just going okay and you're kind of moseying on along. And then there's other times things come to a dead halt. You feel like they do. And you got to figure out what you need to do during those times. But you know, I've had a very interesting year. This is a year that I haven't really worked this year. I've done some different things for to supplement a little bit of income. I thank God for my husband that's taking care of the household and me and our daughter. And it's just been an interesting year. And I think God is showing me some things this year about trust, about trusting Him in all circumstances, trusting Him. You don't know exactly what's around the corner. And that is fitting for our last day of 2015, and we're going into 2016 tomorrow, if the Lord so should tarry, and we'll be here in the morning. Tomorrow will be 2016, and somewhere else right now in the world, it is 2016. But I'm in the United States in San Diego, California, and it is 4:35. In the afternoon. And so we have a little bit of time left before it goes into 2016. It's been an eventful year for our nation, for the world. There's been a lot of tragedy, but there's been also some good growing things, even growing pains individually, even collectively, as a nation. You know, we need to see things that we don't want. You know, sometimes you don't know what you don't want until it appears. Well, there's quite a few things that are that's going on in this nation that a lot of us, including myself, we don't want. We don't want these particular things because they have lasting consequences on our nation. And I won't get all into the details and come up and, you know, talk about different things that are controversial or whatever. Not today. I will, but not today. But I'm saying in general, you go through this life, you see some things you're learning as you grow and some things you don't want. And you're also seeing some things where you see the Bible coming to pass. You see the, you know, the Olivet Discourse, wars and rumors of wars and earthquake and pestilence in diverse places and so on and so forth. You see those things coming to pass. And so what do you do? What do you do? What is the call for today? And so we're gonna say a word of prayer, and we're gonna talk a little bit about that. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for today. I thank you for all of these 365 days of life and breath and strength that you've been holding us up with your strong hand and your magnificent, graceful plan that you included us in your plan. And I am grateful. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy and your power and authority, that all things belong to you. And I thank you, Lord. And I proclaim that next year would be even better for your children. Better learning, better wisdom, better understanding, better knowledge and fellowship with you, understanding the hope of our calling. I bless your mighty name. I thank you for everything that you have done already and the things that you will do in our future, because you are our Father and it is your pleasure, your good pleasure, to give us the kingdom. I bless your wonderful name and I thank you. I love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I had a dream last night. I was praying at a church. I don't know what church it was. I was praying at a church and I started praying and I started saying that the next year is the year of fellowship. It's the year of relationship with God. Fellowship, koinonia. Koinonia means communion, joint participation, contribution, a collection. It's coming together. It's a participation, a gift jointly contributed. And so it is a working together with God, knowing God in an intimate state and joining together with Him. And I was praying for this congregation and I was saying there's liberty in the house, there's freedom in the house, there's healing in the house, and there is deliverance in the house. And so today we won't really read a word, but we are going to read one scripture. We're not going to go through a lesson rather, but we're going to read one scripture for the ending of 2015. But I wanted to share with you that dream because I'm going to hold on to that. This coming year is a year of fellowship. And it's a year of fellowship with the Lord, a joining together for the common purpose, the common goal, the common motivation, the same in common with Christ. That type of fellowship, that intimacy with His body, the body of Christ, the intimacy with the church, which is what God came to do, what Jesus Christ came to do. He said, "The gates of hell shall not prevail against His church." It is time for fellowship. Fellowship with the saints, not just going out to eat and going to a movie. Intimacy. Into me see. Time to get close with God. And if we get close with God, then we love one another. Because no man can say that he loved God and hate his brother. So it's time for fellowship. And so I wanted to share that with you. It may have been a trying year. It may have been a difficult year. But we have the grace of God to move on. But it was also a year, I can't say it was totally personally difficult with external things. It was more internal growing. That growing that causes you to rely on God and coming to more of a realization that it is in Him that we live and move and have our being. It is only through God that we even exist and we are being held up by the Lord. And so as we go into 2016, it is a year of fellowship with God. It's not the year of empowerment, not this year. This was our year for empowerment at the City of Faith. It's not the year of my personal accomplishments. I'm going to be mightier. And you know what? Through God, I am going to be mightier. But it's not a direct focus on me. It is a focus on fellowship with the Lord. And I wanted to share that with you. And we're going to end with the scripture in John 20, Verse 17, this is after Mary had saw Jesus in the garden, after he had rose, and he says something to her. In verse 17, John chapter 20, it says, he said to Mary, "Touch me not, or do not cling to me. I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God." When Jesus rose, he told Mary, "This is what I'm getting ready to do." And he did do it. Now he is seated at the right hand of God with all power and all authority. We celebrated his birth on December 25th. Now we need to bring into our minds again his resurrection. He has ascended and he has all power and authority. And those that believe in him, his children, have the same spirit that quickened his mortal body. It shall quicken our body. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful New Year's. Be safe and be with the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.